And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. Robert, we're here again. It's Prescott Day.
Good afternoon, Sherry. Yes, it is.
Well,
glad to be here.
It's great to be here again. I missed out on the last one.
Yes,
it was
you
the
did.
Robert and Robert
we
show.
We missed you, but we had fun.
Absolutely. And we have some great guests today. We have guests from Magic Glass, the Espresso Barn, Union Home Mortgage Corp., and, of course, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM, and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
At Cliff Castle Casino, and you can win a share of over $30,000 in cash and prizes. Earn entries all month and bonus entries on Tuesdays. Drawings start on Sunday, February 24th at 4 p.m. with progressive cash prizes each hour through 9 p.m. At 8 p.m., you can win $5,000 cash, and at 9 p.m., one lucky winner walks away with $10,000 cash. Be one of the 30 winners on February 24th playing high-low. Visit CliffCastleCasino.com for details. Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today is the Prescott Chambers Day, And Robert, you're here to introduce our very first guest, and I'm so excited.
I would say every day is Chamber Day.
Well, that's right.
But today is a very special day, you're right.
It is.
Our first guest is from Magic Glass. Daniel Keller is here. Welcome to the show, Daniel.
Thank you.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and where you came from? Nobody actually grows up, I don't think, in Prescott anymore. So
yeah, I actually just moved out here about a year ago from L.A., California. Yep. So I'm loving it out here.
Is definitely. That where that is, in California?
Yeah. Some people say that's a different country.
Yes,
I've heard that before.
Yeah, pretty much.
I was just in L.A. last week at a conference. So
yeah,
welcome to Prescott.
Much nicer out here and enjoying it out here and love the people out here. So. Definitely enjoying the job because I get to meet a lot of new people every single day. So
one of the things I want to ask you before Robert goes into his next question, which I can see he's anxious for, is what brought you to Prescott? How did you find out about Prescott?
So my mom actually has her aunt. She lives out here.
Okay.
And my mom actually sold her business that I worked at, and they were looking to retire.
Okay.
Retired out here.
Okay.
So they're building a house right now. And
oh, cool.
I came out with them. My brother moved out here too.
Okay, great. And so now, Robert, you can ask your question.
So your whole family's here.
Pretty much. My sister, she's the only one. She lives in Chicago.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
My family's here too. It's like, it seems like when somebody gets to Prescott, then everybody starts to follow.
Yeah, pretty much.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Well, it's been, how have you enjoyed it so far?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So you started a business?
I actually just purchased Magic Glass from Dave Hagen.
Okay.
He started the business back in 2001, learned a lot from him, just been, you know, going steady. I mean, really staying busy, and it's been great.
So I know when we were talking offline, I was kind of like asking you a little bit about the business. Maybe you can tell our listeners, because there may be some listeners out there that may not know who you just bought it from, what exactly services that you offer at Magic Glass.
Yeah, so we actually do mostly just auto glass. We do windshield replacements, repairs. Repairs are 35, and other than that, replacements depend on the vehicle, but do windshields, door glass, back glass, all kinds of stuff. So and we work with a lot of the dealerships around here, so like Lamb Chevy, Prescott Honda, York. So we do all the glass for them.
Wonderful. So how did you get into this? This is, you
I'm
know,
actually,
you moved here and, yeah.
My dad, he's really into cars. I grew up around cars a lot. Had a bunch of cars I shouldn't have bought, but wasted a lot of money on cars.
No, there's always. Never a waste on that, yeah. Right? It's an investment,
but,
right?
Yeah, some of them.
But, yes.
Yeah, but I've always been around cars, so enjoy that part of the job. And love working on cars. And didn't do glass before buying the business, but learned it pretty quickly, and it's been fun.
Absolutely. And where exactly are you located?
We're on 6th Street, pretty much close to like Montezuma and Merritt.
And how big is the business? Do you have a lot of employees?
So it's actually just me, our receptionist, Sue. She handles everything as far as like the insurance companies, and we deal with just about every insurance company out there.
Well, that's good to
and
know.
And we also do cash jobs, but she handles all that. And then I've got one technician working with me right now.
And very good.
We're probably going to be adding another one pretty soon because we're just staying really busy right now.
That's great. Well, I know we were talking about that offline. I moved here, most people know. And when the first time I was in Arizona, I got my first windshield chip, and you were expressing the same thing.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice for our listeners out there? Any thoughts or words of wisdom?
It's mostly just, you know, it's Arizona. That's how it is. There's a lot of dirt
you
driveways.
Can't board them off or anything.
Is there a bubble you could put around the car to protect everything?
But
no.
Just try and get to the chips as quick as possible before they spread. And defroster will usually cause them to spread, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So. I know I have many on my truck, you know. It's an older truck. It's a 2002, but and they don't seem to travel.
Yeah, some of them will stay, and
but
other ones will run
the
right
ding
away.
The ding hasn't actually hit the right spot yet, so once it does, I'll come see you and replace.
Yeah. What do you recommend, like, as soon as you get a ding, there's certain levels of getting it fixed. Like, immediately?
It's always best to get it taken care of right away, as quickly as possible.
But,
you know, like you said, some will stay for a year, you know, they won't ever run on you or other ones. Like, you know, my truck, I got hit, and within 5 minutes, it was all the way across the top of the windshield.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Just the little pingy ones sometimes. Don't they fill them in, or don't you fill them in with something?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah. Hmm.
Okay, I was curious about that, how they actually
up to the size of a quarter, you can usually repair them.
Okay, so size of a quarter. Mm-hmm. If you get a ding in the window, windshield, size of a quarter, that's a good time to just get it replaced. And does insurance usually cover those things?
If you have the
coverage for it. Okay.
Yeah. And if not, I mean, we're very competitive with pricing. So.
Right, right.
I think most people in Arizona have.
Oh, yeah.
Because Arizona is such a big... A ding state, I should say. It seems like everybody you talk to gets their windshield ding, usually when you first buy the car. So.
Yeah.
That's been my experience.
Yeah.
Well, so you've been here for about a year now. You've got this great business, and things have been very busy. But when we were talking offline, you mentioned that you're going to start getting out there in the community, which is great. You'll find Prescott's a great community. And you were talking about a potential event that you're going to be participating in. So let's talk about that.
Actually, Prescott Tractor Supply, they have an event coming up on March 2nd from 9 to 3. It's the tractors and their adoptable friends for adoptable pets, basically. So it's a bunch of vendors, you know, all get together at Prescott Tractor Supply. And just, you know, a bunch of the Yavapai Humane Society's there.
Oh, wonderful. So there'll be kind of like a community where you could maybe adopt a animal, pet.
Take a look.
And then meet up with some of the vendors, and you'll be one of those vendors there. Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
And so that's March 2nd from 10 to
9 to 3.
Or 9 to 3. Okay.
Yep.
Perfect. Well, that seems like a great opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So in regards to the windows and all of that, we talked about when we should be considering repairing it. Any other thoughts in regards to windshield care that our listeners might be interested to hear?
I've definitely heard a lot of people driving up the 17, they get hit.
You know. Yes.
So if you get hit on the way up, just give us a call right away. We'll get you booked. You know, we can come out to you. You can come into the shop.
Yeah, I was going to ask how that works. You can come right to where the car is as well.
For replacements or repairs, it's no problem.
Oh, wow. So, that's a great service.
You know, Chino Valley, Prescott Valley, Prescott, Skull Valley earlier today.
So Magic Glass will go anywhere then.
Pretty much.
Like
we've been out to Ash Fork.
Yep. Nice. Well, that's a good service.
Very good. Well, so as we've talked a little bit about the community involvement, Daniel, what is the most rewarding aspect of your work?
Just meeting the people. You know, we do a lot of work with veterans now. We have a veteran discount, 10% off.
Oh, wonderful. That's
new.
Good.
We just started that.
Yes.
Most people have the insurance, but for the cash customers, we definitely want to take care of our veterans and
that's super.
Police, firemen.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really enjoying working with people because I used to work in a warehouse and it was the same 15 people every day. And now I get to go out and meet a new person, every hour,
So exactly. And you're doing them a service by repairing second most important asset for all of us is a vehicle, to get to transport around. So that's great.
Yeah.
So for our listeners, because we're running out of time here, if you want to just give us your contact information, how someone could get a hold of you if they need some glass repair. Sounds like Robert, you might be needing it soon.
Yeah, I'm getting close. I'm one of these that waits for the last second, I guess. So you may see me.
Well, we get it done right away. But what's contact information?
Yeah, best way to reach us is just give us a call at 928-541-0101, and you probably get Sue on the phone. You can call anytime. Everything gets forwarded to my cell after hours, so I can definitely take care of you on weekends either way. So
wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, we're glad to have you on the Chamber family as well. We welcome you and congratulate you for coming over to Prescott. And anything we can do to help, just let us know.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Daniel. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
this is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick-and-mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been, good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell, and we love the communities we serve, Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay, and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
Arizona Beer Week is here. Join Prescott Brewing Company and Arizona craft breweries all over the state February 7th through the 16th for this big 10-day celebration. Enjoy our classic pub burger and a pint for the special price of only $11.99. So basically, your pint is free for these 10 days. Or enjoy a snack off our Pub Bite menu for only $5.99. See ArizonaBeerWeek.com for more info. And we'll see you at Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, and it's Prescott Chamber Day. And Robert's here with me, and we're here with our next guest.
There, our next guest is kind of an exciting guest. I always love new businesses in Prescott, and this one's a pretty cool one. We have Ryan Glass here representing the Espresso Barn, and that's kind of an interesting name.
Yes, it is. I'm glad to be here.
Before you dive into the Espresso Barn kind of stuff, which is going to be neat, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got to Prescott, your family, and things like that.
Sure. Yeah, so I came out to Prescott looking for something different. I'm a Northeastern boy, I guess. I was living in New York and New Jersey for a long time.
I'm from
New
Boston,
York.
So
yeah.
New Yorkers.
Yes.
And,
we didn't like New Yorkers.
It was too cold. So I decided to head out west and was doing some interested in some real estate stuff, and I actually got involved in some car business, classic cars specifically.
Ooh.
And
that's up Sherry's alley.
Yep.
Yeah, I know.
Coming from Metro Detroit, yeah.
Yeah, she's a Michigan gal.
So anyway, I had I bought a building on Gurley Street where we currently are located, next to Enterprise Rent-A-Car, in between there and Best Western. And I was going to do a car company. And then that went a little sideways. And so when I was selling cars, I had a lot of people asking me, can you sell all these other collectibles and all these other goods that people had? And I didn't know what to say to them. But recently, when I decided I wanted to open a little coffee shop, I decided to call it the Espresso Barn because I like finding things like a picker in a barn. And I love coffee, talking to people, meeting different prospective customers, and putting whatever I wanted in the barn. So we have a bunch of really eclectic, weird, antique, vintage things in our shop.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, it's a pretty eclectic building. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about the building. Do you have any history on that building? Because it's always been there. I've been here about 25 years, and it just seemed like it's one of these historic style type buildings. And I remember when you were redoing it, there was things that came up.
There was, yes. Yeah. So many years ago, it seems like, I've been told since I wasn't here at that time, it was called the Iron Skillet, and it was a wonderful little restaurant. And the parking lot is the same as the little parking lot we have, but the whole building was one unit. Now it's two units. I share it with Don Savage now. And it was supposedly really, really great food and people leaving. It was one of the restaurants that was open later into the evening, so people leaving Whiskey Row would come there. Subsequently, so when we were actually tearing down some of the stone, we saw underneath it like barbecue and all sorts of things.
Yes, that's what I remember seeing when I drove
by. Oh, cool.
Yeah. So that was really cool.
So did you keep up some of that?
I wish we had, but we weren't able to.
Okay. Yeah. So you have a lot of collectors, things that are for sale in the barn that give us an example of some, like a sampling for our listeners.
So we actually do consignment. We help people in a unique way. We realize there are a lot of great consignment shops here in Prescott. especially downtown. But what I specialize in doing is putting people's items on eBay and Etsy and Facebook and multiple online marketplaces. So we actually had a great friend of ours, Daryl Halleck, who owns Trax Records, and he had a collection of old gas pumps from the 1940s and 50s. That is, he inherited it from his dad.
Wow.
And so he consigned those. So if you're interested in old gas pumps, we've got three of them in our shop. And we do a lot of, like, we have car memorabilia and stuff like that, but we also have Disney collections, we have China, we have art. Sean Gote has been a great supporter as well, and so he's given us some art to consign as well and sell with him.
What a neat concept. So let's talk coffee.
Sure.
So tell us about the coffee end of it.
Sure. We're excited about our coffee relationships that we have here in town. We work with Dana and Firehouse Roasters.
Excellent.
So we have great locally roasted beans, and we brew a pretty mean dark blend. Everybody seems to be very complimentary. But we also really specialize in espresso, and I want to be known as kind of the Willy Wonka of espresso beverages. So I
like that. That's
yeah.
Cool.
And every month I come up with different specialty drinks. For example, we have Cupid's Arrow this month, which is a chocolate dipped strawberry latte. And then I also do like Italian cream coolers. So we have the Big Top, which is a cotton candy cream cooler that we sell, which is non-coffee, but it is a milky, delicious beverage that tastes just like you're going to the circus.
Aren't you kind of wondering, Robert, why we didn't get any samples?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this is a radio show.
He wants us to go buy on the way back.
Yeah.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, thanks.
Wow. And I love the idea that you're working with the local. I've been out to where they are roasting those beans. Mm-hmm. They have a place out at by the airport,
mm-hmm. yep.
and a great group of people to work with, too.
Sure. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, that's just incredible.
Mm-hmm.
We also have something coming up next week.
We do, yes. Talking about free samples, we have our ribbon cutting next Thursday, the 21st, at 4 p.m., at the Espresso Barn, which is at 1301 East Gurley Street. And we are super excited to invite the community out and to come inside. We're going to have some dignitaries, some people from the chamber. I'll be speaking along with other guests. And we're also going to have some samples of our baked goods, which are going to be provided by our exclusive baker, Rochelle. And she's going to be baking some yummy treats for everybody to partake in. And we'll have samples of our coffee. And we're really excited to be having that event.
Oh, that sounds great. We're looking forward to it as well. We love the ribbon cuttings, and we get a great turnout. So you better make sure to stock up on the snackies because people love that.
Yeah, well.
What else are you getting involved in the community? I know you opened. Give us an idea.
Ago.
A month ago,
yeah.
I was going to say.
We opened a month ago. We're really excited. We went out. There was a night of chocolate at the Third Shop Coffee in the new church that's up at the mall, mm-hmm. and we supported there. We enjoy supporting local businesses. We hope to get more involved. I've got some exciting potential growth opportunities now coming in other restaurants, so I'm looking forward to doing that. I won't want to say anything too soon.
Due diligence.
But we're excited to grow into the community and keep providing for the residents who are just so welcoming and fun. And yeah.
Well, I don't know about you, but I just love Prescott, and it's a great place to call home.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like this will be a very unique new business, like Robert was mentioning, that our locals can really enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like there could be a lot of conversation around it, too.
Yeah, we tried to create the space as a comfy space where you can sit and chat and talk. I have a coworker of mine, Gary McCoy. Big shout out to him. He's a vet. And we met when I moved to Prescott, and now he comes and helps me out. And he's a really good conversation starter. People really love talking to McCoy.
Uh-huh.
And we have a beautiful little seating area with wingback chairs.
Oh, cool.
And people seem to love sitting there. And we conversate with people, too. We're a part of it. So when you come in, we'll have a conversation with you. And it kind of becomes a family. We've had quite a few regular customers already just in the past month.
Yeah. Well, and I know, speaking of that, I know that you attended one of our veteran mixers, too, mm-hmm. Do you have any connections or offerings for that as well?
Sure, yeah. So we do offer 10% off to all our veterans, firefighters, policemen and women that work for the community. We have local support cards if you can find them. They're 20% off too. So those are at different venues that are near our business. Mm-hmm. But we love supporting our veterans, and I love having Gary around helping us out.
Wonderful. Anything else you want to share with us regarding the Espresso Barn?
Well, I just want to make sure the community knows that we are the Espresso Barn Bakery and Collectibles, so we have a lot of baked goods, and we would like to see the consignment business be a added help to the community. So if anybody out there has any consigned goods and would like to talk about getting some help selling them, please stop on by, and we'd be happy to help.
And the Espresso Barn is very, for our listeners, it's very close to downtown, and you all go by it every day, so it's right on the corner of, I say, 6989.
Yeah, it is on that corner.
It's a little building.
It's a red building, and for summertime, we're going to have an outdoor little patio that we're building.
I was going to ask you about that, because I love sitting outside.
Yeah, so we're building a white picket fence along our barn.
Very cool.
And we're excited about that coming up.
How about website and hours of operation?
Sure. So we're at theespressobarn.com. And we are open Monday to Sunday. Well, Monday through Friday, 6 to 5:30, and Saturdays and Sundays, 7:30 to 5:30.
Well, good. Sundays
Excellent.
Is good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That is really good. Yeah. And so right now you're just in the bakery kind of piece. So what kind of bakeries
sure.
items do you have?
Yeah. Well, they're incredible. Rochelle, our baker, is amazing. We have biscotti. We have scones. We have chocolate bundt cakes, coffee cakes. We're going to get more and more into cupcakes soon, and we're also going to be doing small cheesecakes. She's absolutely a brilliant baker, and we're looking for catering opportunities. So if people need some nice breakfast stuff from a local
Well, the Prescott Chamber
business.
Can sure help with that.
Good, good.
We do a lot of that.
Yes, we sure do.
Okay,
so,
great.
Well, that's great. Well, so I think you've already kind of mentioned this a little bit, but what is your most favorite aspect of your work?
I think it's a lot of fun. We listen to vinyl records all day long. Now, no offense to radio, but it's this vintage feel, and we play a lot of vintage records, and we just get to meet great people and talk to people. So I think that is one of the greatest aspects. And just hearing the feedback about the specialty drinks that I get to come up with, and also the feedback on the coffee that we have, it's very rewarding to hear someone like we have something called It's Complicated, which is a caramel lavender macchiato. And people don't think caramel and lavender go together, but it's really wonderful when I get to hear some people really enjoying their beverage.
Responding to those mixed flavors.
Yeah.
So, well, next Thursday, the 21st, February 21st at 4 o'clock, meet us at the Espresso Barn. We'll be cutting a ribbon. We'll be sampling, and we'll be partaking in your Aviance experience that you've created for us here in Prescott.
Yeah, great.
We're so glad to have you, and thank you for being on the show.
Thank you
for being part of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, too.
Yes, I'm glad to be a member, for sure. Thanks, Sherry.
Thank you for making the building look so cool.
Thanks, Robert.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV,
bringing family and lifestyles together.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Now that it's finally cooled down outside, let's spruce up the yard. Prescott Dirt has the boulders, the rock, the topsoil. Oh yeah, we'll help you make your yard the talk of the town. I'm Sam with Prescott Dirt. We've been making the community beautiful since the early 90s with the best prices for landscaping materials along with the best service around. Come on, come see me at Prescott Dirt. We have locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and you can get lots of information at PrescottDirt.com.
Windfall Willie here from the Arizona Lottery. What are the odds of a sub-zero blizzard hitting Phoenix? Not good. How about the odds of winning a wrestling match against a barrel of rattlesnakes? Even worse. For the best odds, play my newest game, Triple Twist. With overall odds of 1 in 7.9, your chances of winning have never been better. Woo-wee! Play Triple Twist today for just $2. Comparison of odds based upon current Arizona Lottery draw games only.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Wednesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. A bill requiring ID at early voting centers gets initial approval in the Senate. Senate Bill 1072 requires voters to show and confirm their identity at on-site early voting locations. Casa Grande Republican Vince Leach votes yes.
Simply providing an ID at an early ballot center with an early ballot indicates that you are the person that that ballot belongs to.
But opposing Democrats argue the bill puts barriers in front of vulnerable groups like the disabled and the poor. A Senate roll call vote is next for the legislation. The Clarkdale Police Department needs your help in locating Wesley Stewart.
Stewart is described as a 36-year-old white man, 6 feet 2 inches tall, with brown hair and green eyes. He has extensive tattoos of skull images on his left arm. You can earn a $500 cash reward. Call Yavapai Silent Witness at 1-800-932-3232 with that information. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Mostly cloudy and breezy, chilling after bedtime to a wet 39, blowing in showers tonight through Friday morning, a 20% chance for more this weekend. Highs tomorrow near 47, Friday 51, Saturday 45 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, waking up Thursday to a wet pre-dawn low near 43, rainy highs Thursday around 56, Friday 61, Saturday 55. With those same showers tonight through Friday, a 20 to 30% chance for more weekend rain. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Wednesday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town Prescott continues on KQ&A.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69. Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today is Prescott Chamber Day, and I'm here with my good friend and colleague, Robert.
Thank you, Sherry.
Yes, glad to have you here. And we have a very, 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 very special guest with us.
Yes, our third guest is wearing a couple of hats today, I think. Or he does anyway. He does a lot for our community here in Prescott. From Union Home Mortgage Corporation, we have Mick Zucca.
Zucca, yes. Yeah. Zucca. Absolutely.
Yeah. Zucca. Zucca.
Thank you very much for having
me
here.
Mick, about that. But Mick is with Union Home Mortgage Corporation. He's also the chairman of our ambassadors for the Chamber of Commerce. So welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I just accepted that role Monday night. And I'm very, very happy and excited about what the future holds in that role.
Absolutely. But let's hear a little bit. Well, first, if you could tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Yeah. So it's an interesting story. Born and raised Northeast Ohio, where we get 90 inches of snow a winter. Wife was born and lived in Michigan most of her life. And so we were out here in 2012 and absolutely just fell in love with the area. So bought a home here in 13. Didn't move here until 15 because I really didn't have the idea of moving here quite this soon. But the company, Union Home Mortgage, was growing and expanding so quickly across the country. And after 20 years of doing capital markets, which is what I was doing for the company, because I've been with them since 2001, decided to come out and expand Union Home Mortgage here in Arizona. So I was the first one here, spent first year really going down to the valley, recruiting people down there, and found a great individual to run the entire state so that I could come back and do what I wanted to do, and that was to have a branch here in Prescott and support America's hometown, which is true.
It sure is. I remember how fun it was at your ribbon cutting. Boy, has that been?
Yeah, it's almost 2 years now. March will be 2 years.
March will be 2 years.
Yeah.
And you have really just done so much for the community as well in the 2 years. There's a lot of things that you're involved with, including the chamber and the ambassador role. What opportunities in the home mortgage do you see right now?
Well, you know, it's interesting. You go back a year ago, inventory was down in homes, a lot of cash money coming in. We had a lot of customers pre-qualled that needed financing, would go to look at a home and they would be beaten out by someone coming in with a cash offer.
Yikes.
But you can't blame a seller looking at that, but with the cash they were able to even trump, you know, people that needed financing. Now we don't see that so much. That slowed down quite a bit, so there's a lot of opportunity now for people that need financing to have the opportunity to find quality homes and not have see them move off the market so fast.
Wonderful. And did I hear that interest rates are going to continue to stay pretty stable?
Yeah, and actually we've seen them back up a little bit over the last month or so. Since beginning of the year, really, they've been coming back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't foresee, again, I don't have a crystal ball and I can't make any real forecasts.
Wouldn't it be nice if we did?
Oh, boy, I'd be a millionaire.
Yeah.
without a doubt. But you know, I don't foresee, and nothing's showing that there's a lot of pressure on rates to move anywhere significantly.
Wonderful.
In the next 12 months.
And the Prescott area has been quite stable from an economic point of view. So you're forecasting that home sales will be going pretty smoothly this year.
I believe so as well. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's what we're hearing as well. So it's still a great time to be doing something in the home industry.
Yeah, so, you know, for us, for financing, we do nearly everything. We do construction loans. We do rehab loans, purchases, conventional purchases, FHA, VA, USDA. We do renovation loans. Only thing we don't do really is lot loans.
So there you go.
Yeah.
So you've got quite a offering for anyone who is interested in that.
Yeah, manufactured homes as well, new construction on those and on existing homes.
Excellent. Well, so that sounds like that's going great, and you have a lot of great things going on there. Let's talk a little bit about this new role,
because
I was there on Monday when you were voted in unanimously by everyone. And for our listeners, the ambassador program is, I mean, it takes so much to run a nonprofit organization. And the ambassadors are an important role. They help make businesses feel important. They help with that connectivity. They're kind of the catalyst to bring that leadership together. And they're just really here to help welcome businesses and make those connections. Did I miss?
Yeah, completely agreed. And Sherry, I've got to say that, you know, your 2 years here have been remarkable in what you've done with the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. I've seen, you know, in conversations I've had with other business people throughout the town, previously it was a different vibe. It was a different chamber. And so I think it behooves us as ambassadors to get that feeling out even as much as we possibly can. I think the other night you mentioned there's 927 members. So
yes.
I think probably the largest membership the chamber has ever had, and certainly we're looking at getting over 1,000. But with the staff size that you have of eight people, obviously there's no way that you can service all those members in the manner that we as a chamber want to service those. So that's where I feel and believe, and we have the opportunity as ambassadors to go out and do that and continue to grow and create this incredible buzz that the chamber has now.
Well, and being an ambassador, it's fun.
Yeah,
I mean, you absolutely get to be involved. You get to meet people. You're representing a brand that's been around for a long time, 81 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a great way for anyone who is a chamber member and interested in connecting and volunteering and being engaged and involved. This is a great opportunity to be a part of the ambassador program.
Without a doubt, and I'm certain that there's members that have been with the chamber for many years, but remember some of what the old chamber was, mm-hmm. and have yet to be exposed to what the new current chamber is and what it does. And so that's also one of our goals as the ambassadors, is to reach out to some of those members who have been long-term members and make sure that they have attended some of the events. And if they haven't, certainly give a welcoming hand, reach out and invite them and make sure that they do attend and see what the difference is and what the chamber provides and how that can help their business.
And a good way would be to the meetings are open to the public, so they can come on down and just check you guys out.
Absolutely.
At your next meeting, just see if they want to become an ambassador.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and what's really cool, and this is perfect timing, is tomorrow we have an open house at the visitor center, mm-hmm. and it's open to the public, so even residents can be a part of this. And it's from 10 to 2
yep.
tomorrow, which is, oh my goodness, Valentine's
Day.
Yeah. So if you're coming down to get that Valentine gift, go ahead and also consider swinging by the chamber office yes. and check out what we have to offer.
Yep.
Our 927 businesses have the opportunity to have their marketing material. If you're a resident looking for a resource, we have those available to you. We have gift certificates available. And if you're a business, you can come down and check us out.
Yeah.
And ambassadors are going to be there to help greet people as well, and
yep.
staff will be there.
We'll show you some love.
Yeah.
We do that every day
and, you know,
anyway,
yes.
Tomorrow you might get a double hug.
You know, I learn things every day. I try to learn things every day. And Monday night I learned, and I did not know this, that there's an actual tour that comes out of the chamber during what? Starts in April?
It starts in May.
Yeah.
May
uh-huh.
through October. Those are our free walking tours.
Yeah.
That supports our nonprofit chamber.
Yeah.
But during the wintertime, like now, if you have a group of five or more, we'll do a special tour for you. It's only $5 a head, and that supports our programs at the chamber.
Right, right. And so with my business, and I imagine several other types of businesses, you know, I deal with a lot of people that are going to be new here. They're moving here, so forth, and they're always looking, you know, they know some, but there's a lot more to learn, right? And so that tour and the other opportunities the chamber provides is a great place to start.
Yeah, so come on down tomorrow on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And you'll find out about them all.
Well, and that's so cool to hear, you know, that connection. I never really placed that together, but wow.
Mm-hmm.
You can really refer a lot of folks to something like that. And the tours that we give are from volunteers from Charlotte Hall.
Yeah, so they
so
know
they're
their
trained.
Stuff.
Yeah.
They're very excited
yeah.
about it.
Yeah. So it's pretty exciting. Well, and I know that you have a lot of, I mean, the ambassadors is so important to us, and you have a lot of great goals, but mainly it's just connecting people.
Yeah,
with people.
It's connecting. It's you know, it's serving the community to in whatever fashion we can to help. Mm-hmm. Obviously, all communities need commerce. They need to have a business to be able to grow, stay healthy, and continue to expand. And so that's how I like to try to help the community. But we also do other things. Many people probably may not know about the turkey drive that we do in the fall.
Right.
That's really for homeless folks. And we do a huge, huge push on that.
Mm-hmm.
Homeless and needy folks, you know, to provide turkeys for Christmas, for Thanksgiving. And this year, it was so good, we were able to provide some turkeys for Christmas.
Yes.
So my goal is to hopefully expand across that.
Absolutely. And we appreciate everything that everyone does for us. I mean, this is what makes our community so special.
Absolutely.
And everybody's hometown, right?
Yeah, you got that right.
And we really appreciate you and stepping up and being our leader this year. And I know that great things are going to happen, and I'm so thankful for that. And for those of you that are listening, our ambassador meetings are held the second Monday of every month at 5:15. Typically, they're always at the chamber office, but the March one is very special. So you'll have to contact our office in order to find out more details mm-hmm. about that, because one of our volunteers is going to be offering a DISC program, Pat Parker. She's also in charge of the Prescott Leadership Program as well. And the DISC program is just learning personalities and all that fun stuff. So it's educational, too.
Absolutely.
You have fun and you learn stuff.
Every time.
Absolutely.
Every time. Yes.
So for our listeners, if you want to share with them your contact information for your business, and they can also get in touch with you if they're interested in being an ambassador.
Absolutely. Either aspect. So, again, my name is Mick Zoka. I'm the branch manager for Union Home Mortgage. We're located at 325 West Gurley Street, Suite 104, which is in the McCormick Building. And you can reach me directly by phone at 928-220-3504, or reach me through unionhomemortgage.com and by email at mszoka@unionhomemortgage.com.
Wonderful. We have a few more minutes, so I was just wondering if you're involved in any other kind of events or anything that you want to talk about. I know you're really involved in the community. I think it's mainly on a support level, but is there anything coming up that you can think of?
Well, you know, interestingly enough, we hold happy hours once a month, and last night we had our happy hour right after. We had great support from the realtor community. We try to invite some of our customers and some of our other referral partners, but also partners from the chamber. The idea of that happy hour is to be a connector and just allow people to continue to meet each other and so forth. And then I do some other things that are kind of recreational. I'm involved in some of the pool leagues and help the billiard leagues and help those function in our area.
Wonderful. Well, we're so glad to have you.
Well, glad to be here.
Thank you for your leadership, too.
Well, thank you so much, and same goes for you.
Great things are going to happen in 2019.
Without a doubt.
Woohoo! Thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
Arizona Beer Week is here. Join Prescott Brewing Company and Arizona craft breweries all over the state February 7th through the 16th for this big 10-day celebration. Enjoy our classic pub burger and a pint for the special price of only $11.99. So basically, your pint is free for these 10 days. Or enjoy a snack off our Pub Bite menu for only $5.99. See ArizonaBeerWeek.com for more info. And we'll see you at Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
Celebrate a Valentine's weekend at Cliff Castle Casino. Kick off the fun on Valentine's Day with a romantic dinner at Storytellers featuring a special menu prepared by Chef Andre DeLuca. Then dance to the music of Sammy Davis in the Dragonfly Nightclub. The fun continues all weekend with an extended Storytellers special menu, drink specials, live music, and the chance to win cash with hot seats through Sunday and a $5,000 cash drawing Sunday night. It's a Valentine's you won't forget at Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's Prescott Chamber Day, and Robert, this is our time to kind of talk about what's going on, but what an exciting show we had today.
Kind of fun, huh?
I know.
All the new people, young people, new businesses in Prescott. It's
exactly.
Just great.
And the leadership of the Ambassador
the
Program.
New Ambassador, yeah, Mick just, was great.
Just exciting. It's such an exciting time in Prescott.
Yes, it is.
And, but we have a lot of things coming up, so obviously tomorrow is Valentine's
Tomorrow's
Day.
It's kind of a big deal.
It
not
is
just
a big
being
deal.
Valentine's Day. Everybody has a Valentine. It could be your pet, you know, but everybody has a Valentine. But at the Chamber, we have a new program. This is, I believe it's our third year.
Yeah.
Is it our third year doing this?
Yeah.
We Heart Our Members, which is our open house at the Prescott Chamber of Commerce downtown tomorrow on Valentine's Day from 10 to 2. And you have an opportunity to learn a little bit about tech, a little bit about your computer with one of our staff folks. Bob will help you with that, and that's at 10 o'clock, mm-hmm. or 10:30, I'm sorry, to 12:30. You can chat with Sherry from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. and enjoy a lot of folks from the community and our chamber members. So the whole community is invited to this event just to see what we do down there, see the cute building that we have.
Yeah, the idea of the open house is to get people to come down to the chamber office and check it out.
Yep.
There's a lot of great resources, and so that's an exciting one.
There's a lot. So we hope to see everybody tomorrow, open house, February 14th, Valentine's Day, from 10 to 2 at the chamber.
Wonderful. What else do we have going on?
Oh, there's just a few other things.
Wait, I think I see something that's your favorite.
Oh, it's you mean the Beer Week?
Yeah, it's Arizona Beer Week.
That is my favorite. It goes through the 16th, and there's a pretty big event that coincides with Arizona Beer Week, and that's from the Arizona breweries and pubs, and you can go to their website for who's doing what at azbeerweek.com for a schedule from all over the state.
Perfect.
So that's a lot of fun. Yes, that is one of my favorites.
And we're having our own starting on on Saturday, February 16th. The Barley Hound is having the kickoff of the bar crawl.
Yep, and that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, so check that out.
And that's kind of like the last day of the Beer Week. So come on down to the Barley Hounds on Cortez Street, folks, from 11 to 9.
All that fun stuff.
Yep, and that's on Saturday the 16th.
There's a lot of shows going on at our, you know, at the Elks. They're going to be playing the Notebook on that's tonight.
Yep.
7 o'clock.
Tonight. Yep.
And then tomorrow's our open house, and Los Pinos restaurant is hosting a Valentine's Day from 5 to 9.
Yeah.
There's just a lot going on here.
Yeah, there sure is. And there's a Valentine's at the Vineyards, too.
Oh, yes.
At Granite Creek Vineyards, one of our members, in Chino Valley from 12 to 5 on Saturday and Sunday. And more information at that on that is GraniteCreekVineyards.com. Or just come on down to the Chamber Visitor Center, and we'll give you a rack card for them.
So we're only given a highlight of what's going on. For more information, you can go to Prescott.org. And learn more about what's going on. You click on our events and go to community.
It's real easy.
And if you need to promote your event, you can put it on there. There's
you
no
sure
charge.
Can.
And,
yeah.
you know, we're here to help promote.
It's a big community event site.
So. It is. So, and we just really appreciate everyone, and we want to remind everyone to shop locally, support our local brick and mortar, because it helps create our commerce, helps keep the jobs here, as
yes, it does.
Mick mentioned, and it's just really important to support each other.
Yes, it is.
We're one big family here. And we just want to thank everyone for listening to Talk of the Town today. And we're on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. Thank you for listening to us, and happy Valentine's Day.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.